He was most fearfully nervous this morning, she said.
Indeed, Pierce said, trotting alongside her.
He's nervous every morning when he must send the gold shipments to the Crimea. He's a different man from the very moment he rises. He's distant and preoccupied in the extreme.
I'm certain he bears a heavy responsibility, Pierce said.
So heavy, I fear he may take to excessive drink,
Elizabeth said, and laughed a little. I pray you exaggerate, madam.
Well, he acts strangely, and no mistake. You know he's entirely opposed to the consumption of any alcohol before nightfall.
I do, and most sensible, too.
Well,
Elizabeth Trent continued,
I suspect him of breaking his own regulation. For each morning of the shipments, he goes alone to the wine cellar with no servants to accompany him or to hold the gas lanterns. He's insistent upon going alone. Many times my stepmother has chided him that he may stumble or suffer some misfortune on the steps to the basement, but he'll have none of her entreaties, and he spends some time in the cellar and then emerges and makes his journey to the bank.
I think, Pierce said, that he merely checks the cellar for some ordinary purpose. Is that not logical?
No, indeed, Elizabeth said. For at all times he relies upon my stepmother to deal in the stocking and care of the cellar, and the decanting of wines before dinners and such matters.
Then his manner is most peculiar. I trust, Pierce said gravely, that his responsibilities are not placing an overgreat burden upon his nervous system.
I trust,
the daughter answered with a sigh.
Is it not a lovely day?
Lovely, Pierce agreed. Unspeakably lovely, but no more lovely than you. Elizabeth Trent tittered and replied that he was a bold rogue to flatter her so openly.
One might even suspect an ulterior motive, she said, laughing.
Heavens, no, Pierce said, and to further reassure her, he placed his hands lightly and briefly over hers.
I'm so happy, she said.
And I am happy with you, Pierce said. And this was true, for he now knew the location of all four keys.